Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
The Swine Health Information Center has updated its atypical porcine pestivirus fact sheet and identified the need for further research. First of all, what is atypical porcine pestivirus? How common is it? And what are its symptoms?
Sure. Atypical porcine pestivirus, and I think we can just refer to it as APP. APP has been identified in the U.S. since 2015, and it's been in other areas of the world longer than that. It's a virus that's passed from sows to the offspring. Especially you see the signs in the neonatal pigs. So it's the early born pigs. And essentially what it amounts to is it ends up infecting the nervous system of those pigs. It's passed from the sows to the little pigs. And when those pigs are born, anybody that is familiar with pork production has probably seen tremors, what's commonly called shaker pigs. And in that case, a pig is shaking, and sometimes very violently, sometimes so much that it has difficulty nursing. And if it has difficulty nursing, of course, then it can't get nutrition. And that is ultimately the demise of the pig. So this is a virus that can infect all ages of pigs. It can especially cause signs and problems in those early newly born pigs. And that's our issue with understanding better about what it is, why it's there, and what we can do about it as far as management goes.
What do we know about this infection at this point? And what information does the updated fact sheet cover?
Well, in all of our fact sheets, and we're making sure that all of the fact sheets are as up to date as possible. We do complete literature reviews for the different viruses and pathogens that we have fact sheets on. And for all of our fact sheets, there are certain sections that it covers. It covers the epidemiology, it covers cleaning and disinfection, it covers the pathogenesis of the agent, it covers the susceptible animals of the agents, it covers whether or not there is any zoonotic potential for them. So there's a variety of different categories. And it really amounts to the things that the producer and veterinarian, if they see something like this, or if they get a diagnosis, for example, back from a diagnostic lab that says, you have APP in this pig. And their question is, well, what is that? And what can I do about it? These fact sheets are designed as a resource for producers and veterinarians to go to and get those answers immediately. In porcine pestivirus, the atypical porcine pestivirus, it causes this congenital tremors or shaker pigs. There are no vaccines. There are no treatments. What it amounts to is we're looking at ways to try to manage that. And that can include things like testing for APP virus in semen, for example, in semen for artificial insemination, exposing gilts, especially to the virus through these congenital pigs, exposing gilts to the virus to acclimate them to the virus before they're bred, those types of things with feedback from clinical cases. Because there is no commercial vaccine that's available, and it turns into a management issue to do the best we can to prevent this condition caused by this virus in these early born pigs.
What more do we need to learn about this infection and why?
Well, we know what's happening. We don't really know very well why it's happening. We don't know about carrier status in the sows. We don't really know about the epidemiology. And really, that's all about how the virus moves how it's transmitted, the level at which it needs to be transmitted in order to cause infection or cause concern and pathology. All of those things still need to be researched. They're all researchable questions, and that's still out there in the future. So I think the point of the fact sheet is to make sure that we point out for people what we currently know and what we currently can do to manage this should it show up in the herd. But there's still a lot to learn about this virus as well as a lot of other pathogens.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think the important thing here, Bruce, is for this APP fact sheet, it is part of a library, and there's a variety of different pathogens, including not just viruses, but bacteria that we have fact sheets on. And so I'd encourage everybody at the swinehealth.org website, they can find these fact sheets. And especially if there is something that is identified by the diagnostic lab to say, this is rather unique, I'd encourage them to go to the swinehealth.org website and see if that pathogen, whatever it is that the diagnostic lab is finding, has a fact sheet there. If there isn't one and there is interest, let me know that through the swinehealth.org website. Let me know that something's going on and you need more information about it. We'll sure do our best to fill in those blanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.